Good morning. How are y'all? Y'all good? Good. Y'all excited to be here? Just be in the house of the Lord. Before we get started, kids, there is no children's church. Y'all are welcome to stay there. Y'all can go back with your parents. Whatever you want to do, that is completely up to y'all. So, Senior Sunday, wow. This time last year, we was not here at all, and man, what a disappointment that was to me, as well as for the seniors 2020. Senior Sunday has been one of my favorite times, as being a youth pastor, just seeing kids grow up and move on and just live their faith out in the world. It is truly amazing, and it's just a good time. So, hey, when I was little, right, growing up, we had always had friends, right? One of my best friends is a guy named Sean Old. He lives down in Florida now, down in South Florida. And just all the good times we had as kids, right? And Sean and I, we still talk. We don't talk every day, don't even talk every month. But throughout it, hey, he texts me, he'll call me, I'll call him. Just random whenever we got something to say, whenever something's bothering us or whatever, right? It's a true friendship. It ain't that you got to be around each other all the time, but it's that you know you can trust that person. You know you, that person loves for you, cares for you, and that they're there no matter what, through thick or thin. And that's kind of the relationship that Paul has with Timothy, right? Because Paul, yeah, he's a mentor of Timothy, but he also guides, he's there, he helps, he reminds Timothy. He does a lot of things for Timothy, being a young leader in the church. And so going back, Sean, he called me, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, and he's like, man, he said, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my son, and I just, he's like, I remember growing up when your dad passed away. And he's like, my son growing up, being a boy dad now, I could only imagine how tough that had to have been for you, for your mom, just for everybody else. And he's like, you know, just, I don't know what they would do. I don't know what I would do. It would just be a tough thing if something happened. And I was like, man, look, you can't put yourself in that situation, man. You ain't in control of when you live, when you die. The only thing you're in control of is what you do here. And I said, you know, hey, you're a good dad. Let's just live in that, right? Let's hold on to that. Hey, you're a good father. You're a good husband. You are a good guy. Just live in that moment. Don't worry about the future. You can't do nothing about it. Don't worry about the past. It's already gone. And, you know, so just kind of remind Sean and just to focus him back in on, hey, yeah, you think about it. Yeah, you can worry about it, but don't do nothing. There's no good that comes out of it. So we jump into 2 Timothy chapter 1. And right here you got Paul, and Paul's in a prison cell. He's in Rome. He's close to his death. 2 Timothy is the last letter before he's actually executed. And it's, you know, it's got a bunch of personal details about Paul that you don't get in a couple of the other books that he wrote, but even going through whatever Paul is going through in that Roman cell, he still takes time out to remind Timothy and to build Timothy up, right, in his faith as a leader of the church and just as a friend overall. We're going to look at verses 3-7 today, and we'll just kind of pull out three things that are there. And we'll talk about them right here in a second. But first, let's read what the Lord has for us. It says, I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with clear conscience. As I remember you, I constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and in your mother, Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan the flame of the gift of God, which is in you through laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So, looking at those and just kind of seeing the three things, Paul reminds Timothy of three major things right here. And the first one that you're looking at is in the very first, it says, hey, I constantly remember you in prayer, right? So Paul is constantly praying for Timothy. The power of prayer is huge, especially from a fellow Christian to another Christian, right? Because we are not only acknowledging, hey, we don't have any kind of control over anything, but God our Father has control. But it's also humbling ourselves to put somebody else in front of us, right? So if we look at the situation where Paul is sitting in a Roman cell knowing he's about to die, instead of sitting there and just, I mean, for lack of a better word, having a big pity party, poor me, right? He chooses to look at the good and chooses to trust God and still serve him by praying for Timothy. By being there and saying, hey, look, I know it's about to get hard. And it goes on later on in Timothy about the trials that's going to come. He said, but I want you to know right now, even in the last days, I am praying for you. I am with you. And that's huge. And you know, as our seniors move on and they get ready to go to college and just be out there, it's important for them to know that, hey, we as a church are not abandoning y'all. We are still here. We are praying. We are holding you up. We are here for you in any way, shape, or form that is needed. You are not going out on this on your own, right? You are not moving to Jacksonville or Alabama to be by yourself. You always have people here for you in your church, in your family. So be reminded that, hey, you are being prayed for. You will be prayed for. Moving on to the second thing, Paul reminds him of his faith and kind of where his mom and his grandmother, their faith, how strong their faith was, and just kind of the history of his family. And I mean, if you look back, hey, my mom prayed for me. I know several of our teen moms pray constantly for them. And just being reminded that, hey, you have a strong faith. Not only do you have a faith family in your church to hold you up and lift you up, but you got that at home. Most importantly, you got that at home. Discipleship starts in the family. And that's kind of the big thing that I see Paul pulling out right here is, hey, it started with your family. And then I came along beside that to usher your faith up. It's not just about mom and dad. You have them people guiding you towards Christ. And then right here, it goes on to Paul and Timothy, where Timothy is being discipled by Paul now because his mom and grandmother are ultimately gone. And that's huge because it's goes back to the church and the family where it started and then how the church kind of takes over. I think so that's a beautiful picture of discipleship, really. And the third thing he reminds him of is his service to the same God. And that's huge. And as pastors, as disciples, as wherever you're at in your faith walk, Let's make no mistake about it. The same God that Paul served, that Timothy served, that John served, is the same God we serve today. It's the same power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us, that lives in them. There is nothing different about the God that Paul and Timothy had than the God that we have today. All the miracles, all the works that was done through Paul and Timothy and everybody in the Old Testament to now, it's the same Spirit. And that's huge for us, especially our seniors as they get ready to move out and go. It's not that they move out and go by themselves, but it's that they move out knowing that the Holy Spirit is with them, that they have power. And hey, let's be honest. When you go out, your faith will be tested, right? Routines break. Coming to church on Wednesday nights, it may not be that big of a thing no more. Hey, you get your own friends. You find your own way. But the power of the Holy Spirit still guides us. It still calls us. We are still in service to Him. Now, the way that works may change a little bit, right? It may become a lot harder because not only are you not around, people you've been around for 13 years growing up with trying to talk about Jesus. You'll be around thousands of new people that you don't even know. And that can be kind of, I don't know, let's just shy away from that, right? We ain't got to talk about God no more, right? We're done with that. No, it don't work like that. God, in Matthew, He calls us all to make disciples. And not just make disciples in high school or middle school or in your workplace, but that's everywhere we go, right? That we are called to make disciples, to step into that role. And hey, as you move away, as your friends group kind of shrinks back a little bit, that can be an awesome new time just to step into your faith and to be that city on the hill that is talked about, right? To be that lampstand on top of the hill where everybody sees God's grace shining through you. That this is a huge opportunity. Hey, for the past 6 years, we have talked about using your platform to honor God in anything you do, whether that been music, football team, choir, whatever it may be, right? And that's the same thing now. Just because you're starting a new phase of your life, we serve the same God, right? And you step into that and you walk with that. You know that the Holy Spirit is there with you. And that's huge. Because then you were not doing it. But it is done on the faith of the Holy Spirit and of the true God that is sitting there. I mean, that is not anything that we as humans can walk into by ourselves. We have to have the Holy Spirit leading us in that. And that's what Paul's pointing out right here. Hey, we all serve the same God. Paul, sitting in that Roman cell, was serving the same God. We have so many just examples of people serving God under persecution. That is, whatever we walk through, it's happened before. It's probably been worse before, right? I mean, we can go back and look at the martyrdom of all the saints. All of them probably died pretty worse than what we will. But as we walk in our faith, There will be difficult choices. There will be times you are not accepted. But is that always a bad thing? And I mean, it's unique, the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy. So seniors, church, as we get ready to close, as we get ready to go from here, there's one thing that I really want y'all to have and drive home with. If y'all don't get nothing else out of it, know that the God of then, the God of today, the God of tomorrow, the ones that we serve, the one that we serve, the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, powers us. He gives us power. He gives us strength. He does not give us fear. And that's huge, because fear can stop so much, right? There's always the what if question. Well, what if I did this? What if I did that? It takes that away. The only real what if question is what if I trust God in this moment? How does that change everything? So seniors, as y'all get ready, trust God. He's been the same throughout history and throughout the future. He remains the same. The Holy Spirit that dwells in y'all gives y'all power. He brings y'all peace. Hold on to that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all you do for us, Father. Lord, as we get ready for this time of response, Father, however your Spirit is moving in this place, I pray that people respond to how you act in their particular life. Father, whether it be just to sit there and pray, to come to what steps we have, altars we have open, just however your Spirit is working, I pray that people respond to you, Father. Lord, we love you and we praise you. It's through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.